On the road, I find myself crowded among thousands of people, walking amid deserted towns and villages. I have to find Chu. I am alone without her. Automatically, my body takes control of my feet and veers me in the direction of her camp. There is no time to be afraid. Her camp is dark and empty when I get there. Chu! 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 I scream her name. I circle around the compound, but she is not there. I run back out into the traffic, not knowing what to do next. I don't know where to find my older brothers. All around me, the people move like a herd of cows in a stampede, yelling and crying out family members' names. Please let them be alive, I whisper, while people bump and push me out of their way. Not knowing what to do, I walk out of the traffic and climb onto a big rock on the side of the road. Hugging my knees to my chest, I cry as the traffic rushes on ahead of me, leaving me behind. It is like the mass of humanity leaving Phnom Penh all over again. But I am alone now. I do not have Cave's arms around me, protecting me, or Pa, Ma, and Gek by my side, or Khoi and Meng leading the way. I sit there hugging myself when I feel a hand grab my shoulder. It's Keem. He's alive. Chu is with him, holding on tight to his hand. Chu! I exclaim happily. I have never been so happy. Come, we have to leave quickly, Keem yells and grabs my hand as we head back onto the road and into the traffic. Though we do not know where we are supposed to go, our goal is to somehow try to find our brothers. Keem is once again in charge of the family. As we walk, Keem tells us that once he heard the explosions coming from our direction, he escaped from his camp and ran here to find Chu. They were on their way to look for me. Chu and I follow Keem's lead and do as he says. He seems so much in control that I forget he is not quite 14. As other people carry their pots, pans, clothes, food, and other belongings on their backs or in their wagons, Keem carries a backpack with a few clothes in it, while Chu and I hold his hands and walk with only the clothes we are wearing. We walk through the night with the sea of people, following their route. Keem says it is safer if we keep with the crowd. Though my feet and body crave to rest, through half-open eyes I lean on Keem and totter on. Soon the sun comes out. In crimson-red, golden-yellow, and fiery orange, it lights up the world around us. In the field, tall elephant grass glistens with morning dew, while gray smoke floats into the sky from distant villages. The small red gravel roads are swarmed body to body with people in their black shirts and pants. The traffic does not stop and continues to move, everybody dragging their feet slower and slower.